Hi, I'm Marian McPartland. My guest today on Piano Jazz is the smooth and soulful singer Grady Tate. He's retired his drum set to concentrate on being the most emotional, full-toned, and utterly thrilling vocalist on the scene today. Hi, Grady.
Hi, darling. It's so nice to see you.
It's nice to see you after, it seems like, years and years.
Yes, it does.
Did you kind of disappear for a while, or...?
No, I haven't disappeared. It's just that we were in a different groove. You know, when you're playing as a drummer, everybody's playing and nobody cares anything about you. Everybody's out front and the drummer's always in the back, so he or she doesn't really get the play that either one should get. But I'm not doing this. I'm not singing now to get away from the drums. It's just that I've done as much as I could on them. And singing is something that gets directly to the person.
That's right.
You know?
That's right. And you've got all those wonderful songs to choose from, which you've obviously been doing, and I would certainly love to hear one. And I'm sure you've got something great lined up for the first tune.
Oh. What about my one and only love? Would that be okay?
That's one of my favorite tunes.
Great.
The very thought of you makes my heart sing like an April breeze on the wings of spring. Do you appear in all your splendor? My one and only love. The shadows fall and spread their mystic charms in the hush of night while you're in my arms. I feel your lips so warm and tender. My one and only love. The touch of your hand is like heaven. Ooh, oh heaven that I've never known. The blush on your cheek whenever I speak tells me that you are my own. You fill my eager heart with such desire. Every kiss you give sets my soul on fire. I give myself in sweet surrender. My one and only love. The touch of your hand is like heaven. Ooh, a heaven that I've never known. Ooh, the blush on your cheek whenever I speak tells me that you are my own. You fill my eager heart with such desire. Every kiss you give sets my soul on fire. I give myself in sweet surrender, surrender. My one and only love. My one and only. Love, my one and only love.
That was just lovely.
Oh, thank you, darling. Thank you.
You're in, one might say, in good voice today.
Well, I'm in good heart. That kind of keeps me in fairly good voice, you know.
And you have a very good person on the piano to play for you. That helps to have somebody.
I don't know whether that helps really or not, but he's incredible. He's absolutely incredible.
Yeah, and he plays lovely harmony.
Doesn't
to go
it?
With the
yeah,
song.
Yeah.
His name is John DiMartino.
Yes, it is. All of it. He's just incredible.
Maybe you could do another song.
I'd love to.
Well, be my guest.
Everybody Loves My Baby? Is that good?
That's real good.
Okay. Everybody loves my baby, but my baby don't love nobody but me. Nobody but me, yeah. Everybody wants my baby, but my baby don't want nobody but me. It is very plain to see. She's got a butt like Venus, honest. I ain't talking Greek, and no one can come between us. She's my Shiva, I'm her sheep. That's why everybody loves my baby, but my baby don't love nobody but me, girl. Nobody but me. Ow. But like Venus, honest, I ain't talking Greek. I'm a little, a little, do 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 do
She's got a butt like Venus, honest. I ain't talking Greek. Now no one can come between us. She's my freak. I'm her freak. Now that's why everybody loves my baby. But my baby don't love nobody but me, girl. Nobody but me. Oh, she loves me. She wants me. That's my baby who only loves me.
That is some arrangement you cooked up.
It's a lot of fun. That's basically what it is.
Well, it sounds like a lot of fun, but not everybody can do that kind of tricky, like the time has to be just so. And I commend John on piano for doing it the way he did. I'm glad it was him and not me.
Well, maybe I should get somebody to sing it, somebody else to sing it, you know.
No, it was great. Well, I'm here today with Grady Tate, and he's brought along pianist John DeMartino. Our program is made possible in part by a grant from the National Endowment for the Arts, which believes that a great nation deserves great art. I'm Marion McPartland, and this is Piano Jazz from NPR. I see where you've got a song by Gordon Parks.
Yes.
I have a feeling it's the only song he wrote somehow.
No, he wrote several. He wrote several songs. But this one was the one that it just grabbed me because he speaks the way he writes. He writes the way he speaks. And both are the way he feels. And he, you know, he will tell you something, and if you don't understand it, then that's your problem. That's the way he did it, and I certainly admired him for it. And, of course, he was being rather commercial when he said, don't misunderstand. He didn't really care whether you understood or not.
But obviously the tune caught your ear.
Oh, yeah.
And you are one of the few people who do this tune. I think not too many people either know it or sing it. So this will be something very special, I would say.
It would be my pleasure.
Don't misunderstand. We are only strangers. On our way to somewhere else, to some place we forgot. Don't mistake my smile. It just means I'm lonely. So love me till this day has passed, and then forget we met. We're just spending in some secret place, yielding to a soft wind day, to love the pain away. Don't misunderstand. You are no concern of mine. But in case you're free sometime and you need some time with me sometime, to hold my hand, then I will. I will understand. We're just spending time, yeah, in some secret place, yielding to a soft wind day, to love the pain away. Don't misunderstand. You are no concern of mine. But in case you're free sometime and you need some time with me sometime, to hold my hand, then I will understand you.
Don't misunderstand. Well, it's such a gorgeous tune, but difficult, I think, for the average person to sing it and get the feeling and the meaning of it as you did. And I'm amazed at him because he was such a wonderful photographer. And here he comes with another great talent writing songs. And
he can do anything he chooses to do.
He was obviously a great friend of yours.
A wonderful friend. But, you know, that's the first thing. A wonderful man. I loved him to death. But the second thing that was so intriguing you, how does a man do anything that he wants to do and do it extraordinarily well. He didn't study piano, study music. These were things that came to him from outside, and they come from the inside. It's just difficult to explain what a genius can do. You know, anything he wanted to do, he did it, and did it masterfully.
Wow.
Great man.
Boy, I don't know if I dare do this. I was going to ask if I could play a tune for you.
I will do anything you just suggest to me. I'd love to do it. Anything with you.
Well, it might as well be spring.
Okay.
I don't know what key.
Well, don't worry about that. We'll find it.
Oh, we're going to be like that?
Yeah,
all right.
We'll find a key.
All right.
I'm as restless as a willow in a windstorm. I'm as jumpy as a puppet on a string. I'd say that I had spring fever, but I know it isn't spring. I'm as starry-eyed and gravely discontented, like a nightingale without a song to sing. Oh, why should I have spring fever when it isn't even spring? I keep wishing I were somewhere else, walking down a strange new street, hearing words that I have never heard from a girl I've yet to meet. I'm as giddy as a spider spinning daydreams. I'm as giddy as a baby on a swing. I haven't seen a crocus or a rosebud or a robin on the wing, but I feel so gay in a melancholy way that it might as well be spring. It might as well, it might as well be spring. Thank you. keep wishing I were somewhere else. Walking down a strange new street, hearing words that I have never heard from a girl I've yet to meet. I'm as giddy as a spider spinning daydreams. I'm jumpy as a baby on a swing. I haven't seen a crocus or a rosebud or a robin on the wing, but I feel so gay in a melancholy way. It might as well be spring. It might as well be. Oh, the weather outside is delightful, and being with you is so exciting. So since we're here together, it might as well be spring.
Boy, that was a kick for me.
For me also.
I loved the ending. I thought, where is he going?
You went there with me.
I thought I'd better. I didn't want to get slapped down at the end of the song.
You're just so marvelous.
Well, thank you. Well, there's more in a minute with Grady Tate. You can find artist information, set lists, and more on our website, pianojazz.npr.org. I'm Marian McPartland, and this is Piano Jazz from NPR. I was noticing, reading somewhere, all the people that you played with, I guess on drums, but then why did Peggy Lee put you in her show as a singer? Did she find out how great you were, and how did that happen?
Well, I worked with Peggy for a number of years.
Yeah.
And she was such a, and I hate to say hip, but...
She was definitely hip. Yeah.
She knew what was happening today as well as she did 20 or 30 years before that.
That's true.
So she kept up with everything, you know?
Yeah.
And she just sang the best songs.
Yeah.
And the whole band would hang out and get a couple of glasses of tea. And somebody would say, hey, let's do a tune or two, and that's the way it started. She said, Grady, you sing, don't you? I said, yeah, I sing. And we just worked it up that way. And she was just marvelous, you know.
So you got to sing in her show?
Yeah. Yeah, we had an extra drummer. We had a spare drummer and all kinds of things.
I was wondering, you must have had a spare waiting in the wings, but did you do any duets with her?
Fever. Yeah, we did. We did some of her choice hits. And she just loved music.
She did.
And she loved it. And she was all music.
As a matter of fact, she made a record of one of my tunes, and wrote the lyric, which was a big thrill for me.
What was that, dear?
It's called In the Days of Our Love. Cleo Lane did it.
Oh, okay.
I'd love to hear you do it. I'll have to send it to you.
Please do.
But meanwhile, I thought I would play you the song.
I would love to hear you, because I've always loved you, the way you attack and turn it loose and then caress it.
With that kind of an encomium, I feel like crawling under the piano, but I ain't going to sing. I'll just play you the song.
Okay. Thank you. gosh, that is so pretty. Where did you get that song from?
I went out to see somebody one night to a concert, and I saw somebody I hadn't seen for a long time, and just the phrase, opening phrase, sort of fell into place. The whole tune took about 10 minutes.
Well, that's...
You thought it was all right?
Oh, that's genius, my dear heart. That is gorgeous. And that's you.
Well, thank you.
I sing, I play drums, I've done all kinds of things, but I have always wished that I could play a piano. But then I sat down at an early age and said, it's too strong for me. You know? So I just gave that up. So I said, I'll play drums.
Well, whatever you did, it was fabulous.
Oh, sweetheart.
So, and was and is. I mean, your singing is delicious, and it's unlike anybody else's. So I would like to hear more. What
All
have
right.
we got? How about... I've Got the World on a String.
Got the World. Hey, it's not bad. That's one of the good ones.
It is.
Yeah.
A great song.
Yeah.
Do you feel like doing that?
Sure. Yeah. I've got the world on a string, sitting on a rainbow. Got the string around my finger. What a world, what a life, I'm in love. I've got a song that I sing, I can make the rain go. Anytime I move my finger, look at me, can't you see I'm in love? Life's a wonderful thing, as long as I hold the string. I'd be a silly so-and-so if I should ever let her go. I got the world on a string, sitting on a rainbow. Got the string around my finger. Look at me, look at me, I'm in love. I got the world on a string, sitting on a rainbow. Got the string around my finger. Look at me, look at me, I'm in love. Then there's that song that I sing, it can make the rain go. Anytime I move my finger, look at me, look at me, I'm in love. Love's a wonderful thing, all you gotta do is hold that string. I'm such a lucky so-and-so, I'll never let it go. I got the world on a string, sitting on a rainbow. Got the string around my finger. Look at me, look at me. I'm in love. I'm in love. I've got a song that I sing, I can make the rain go. Anytime I move my finger, look at me, can't you see I'm in love? Life's a wonderful thing, as long as I hold that string. I'd be a silly so-and-so
If I should ever let it go, I got the world on a string, sitting on a rainbow. Got the string around my finger. Look at me, I am in love. I got the world on a string, sitting on a string. Look at me, I'm in love.
Boy, you picked a sprightly tempo for World on the String. I don't know what to say. I like that tempo. I think it's faster than I ever heard it. Is that the tempo you usually do it?
Most of the time, I've heard it as a medium jump tune.
Yeah.
Got the world on a string, sitting on a rainbow. Got the string around my finger.
The
like
way
that.
You did it was more fun, sort of.
What I did, I turned the phrasing around on it.
Oh.
You know, I've got the world. That's on one. World is on one. This is the way people say, I've got the world on a string, four, sitting on a rainbow, four, one. Got the string around my finger. And my thing is, I got the world on a string, sitting on a rainbow. Just turn it around.
Well, it seems to me you can do anything you choose with that tune, and you did.
Sure.
You turned it around several times.
It's fun.
Yeah.
I enjoy toying with these songs.
That's about it.
A good one, huh?
That's about it. You're toying with them.
Yeah.
But you have to know how to toy with things to make them come off.
Well, a lot of people have toyed with me, so I toy with them. I toy with them back.
You're very good with your toys.
Thank you, darling.
Well, there's more music coming up with Grady Tate and his pianist John DiMartino. Our program is made possible in part by the Friends of Piano Jazz and is a production of South Carolina ETV and Radio. I'm Marian McPartland, and this is Piano Jazz from NPR. I see here we're going to do the Bergman song, Where Do You Start? That's a hard song.
They write hard songs, but I love the songs.
Well,
I don't mind it if it makes sense. I don't mind.
I'm sure you would give it tremendous impact, the song.
I think I've recorded this thing about 3 times.
Oh, really?
Because I love it just that much. Where do you start? How do you separate the present from the past? How do you deal with all the things you thought would last that didn't last? With bits of, you know, it's so beautiful. They are a team, that's a one team.
Yes.
Jesus. They're wonderful.
Well, do the song.
Do the song? Oh.
That's what I say.
Where do you start? How do you separate the present from the past? How do you deal with all the things you thought would last that didn't last? With bits of memory scattered here and there, I look around and don't know where to start. Which books are yours? Which tapes and dreams belong to you? And which are mine? Our lives are tangled like the branches of a vine that intertwines. So many habits that we'll have to break, and yesterdays we'll have to take apart. But one day there'll be a song or something in the air again to catch me by surprise, and you'll be there again. A moment in what might have been. Where do you start? Do you allow yourself a little time to cry? Or do you close your eyes and kiss it all goodbye? I guess you try. And though I don't know where and don't know when I'll find myself in love again, I promise there will always be a little place no one will see. A tiny part deep in my heart that stays in love. Oh, with you.
That song, Where Do You Start? It's a fantastic lyric, but it takes some really emotional toll on the person singing it, I would think.
Well, I don't know about other people, but I know about me. It gets down inside of me, and I'm not quite so sure which way to take it or how to deal with it. Because it's just so striking.
It really takes a strong person to sing that song. Singing-wise and in your head, it takes a lot out of you to sing that song.
It does. I love the music. I love what it says. It's just that it's one of those things that just gets to me, you know. And sometimes there are certain fragments of it that I will cancel.
Really?
You know, at live performances, if they just demand, you know, that I do it.
How does it go over in a live performance?
It depends on how much I give it. Sometimes I give it just enough, you know, for them to say, oh, that's cute, that's nice.
No, I would never think of it as cute.
But you see, you're different. You're different from other people in terms of music, in terms of feelings. And, sometimes you don't even think about that, just how strange you are and how how wonderful you are. And, you know, if there are things that bother someone else, they bother you too. That song in particular, man, it just gets down inside of me, and it shows me what some people see about other people.
Well, it's great that you've got the vocal equipment and the brains to handle that song.
It's rough.
You've got everything you need for that song.
Yeah.
Well, I would love to hear more, but unfortunately, we've only got one tune, and you're going to sing it, and John is going to play it.
Really? Oh.
And I'm going to listen.
Okay. I'll do it. This is a song I really enjoyed doing, and it's filled with all of the things that love is about. You know? That's what I saw.
Sack full of dreams?
A sack full of dreams. I love it to death.
I'm dying to hear it.
Okay, sweetheart. I've got a dream for the world, peace in the rivers and everywhere, bridges of steel and love, and cities that smile. Gray empty faces walk by, their hands try to hide all the loneliness, lighting their cigarettes to blow time away. Oh, lost in the noise, lonely as wind, people on sidewalks with no place to go. Can they learn to understand the world of love that I'm dreaming? I got a whole sack of dreams, with kites flying hope through a summer sky, corners where children play and run in the rain. I've got a whole sack full of dreams, streets filled with laughter and toy balloons, people with hearts that care, who listen for love. I'm wanting to sing, I'm wanting to care, I'm wanting to share all my dreams with the world. Will you learn to understand the world of love that I'm dreaming? The world love that I'm dreaming. This is my sack full of dreams. That's all of them.
It's a beautiful song.
Thank you, darling.
And it's a beautiful way to end the show. Thank you for coming.
It's my pleasure. Thank you so much for having me.
You've been listening to Piano Jazz with Marian McPartland. Her guest today has been Grady Tate. Join us each week at this time as Marian welcomes other outstanding artists for conversation and improvisation. Piano Jazz is a production of South Carolina ETV Radio. The producer is Sherry Hutchinson, recording engineer Duke Marcos, assistant recording engineer Tyler Hartman, mastering engineer David Mitchell, engineering intern Dale Anderson, production coordinator David Lyon. The executive producer is Elaine Freeman. If you wish to contact us, our email address is pj@scetv.org. Our postal address is 1041 George Rogers Boulevard, Columbia, South Carolina, 29201. To learn more about the artists and music selections heard on Piano Jazz, or to listen to a recent program, visit our website, pianojazz.npr.org. There you'll find a link to our free weekly Piano Jazz preview podcast, Piano Jazz Shorts. Support for Piano Jazz comes from Jazz Times Magazine. Since 1970, helping jazz fans get to know the music they love. Available at newsstands and on the web at jazztimes.com. Support for NPR comes from NPR stations and NPR. Contributors include the John D. and Catherine T. MacArthur Foundation, committed to building a more just, verdant, and peaceful world. More information at macfound.org. And the William T. Grant Foundation, supporting research to improve the lives of young people. Online at wtgrantfoundation.org. This is NPR. This is NPR.